Waffles sold at Target, Walmart, Kroger, and other major retailers across the country are being recalled due to possible listeria contamination. The product's manufacturer, Treehouse Foods, said the recall was placed in effect after the company's facility discovered the issue. Hundreds of different frozen waffle products are affected by the recall. A recent survey of travelers ranks Savannah, Georgia, as the most welcoming city in the U.S. The South dominated the top five. Jackson, Mississippi came in second. This is SRN News.
Hi, everyone. If you or someone you know were diagnosed with lung cancer or mesothelioma, listen up. This could be the result of asbestos exposure, and you could be entitled to significant compensation. Call us at 800-818-0200 to find out if you qualify for a cash settlement. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell our listeners who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here to help the listeners. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been diagnosed with lung cancer or mesothelioma should give us a call right now and find out if you qualify for a cash settlement. Call 800-818-0200.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. If you or a loved one were diagnosed with lung cancer or mesothelioma, call right now to find out if you qualify for cash compensation. 800-818-0200.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
With SRN Sports, I'm Andrew Stewart. Sunday's NFL winners, the Kansas City Chiefs, extend their season-opening winning streak by whipping the San Francisco 49ers.
Kansas City Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes is known for his passing abilities, but a pair of key running plays sealed the Chiefs' win over the San Francisco 49ers 28-18. Mahomes uncorked a career-high 33-yard run to set up his own one-yard touchdown on fourth down early in the fourth quarter.
The O-line stepped up and we were able to run it down there, and we found a way to get in the end zone. And when you get in the end zone, you get points on the board. Now it's about cleaning up the turnovers. I think if we can do that, we can start hitting our stride.
Mahomes finished with 154 yards passing, but with two interceptions. I'm Greg Eckler.
Sunday's other football winners include Jacksonville, Buffalo, and Green Bay. This is SRN Sports. Sunday's WNBA winners, the New York Liberty, win their first championship ever.
The Liberty have the first WNBA championship in their 28-year history after outlasting the Lynx in Game 5, 67-62 in overtime. Brianna Stewart shot just 4 for 15 from the field, and Sabrina Ionescu was 1 for 19. But Stewart hit two free throws in the closing seconds of regulation and iced the title with two foul shots in OT.
To be able to bring a championship to New York, first ever in franchise history, it's an incredible feeling, and I literally can't wait to continue to celebrate with the city, because I know it's gonna like be bonkers.
She finished with 13 points and 15 rebounds. I'm Dave Ferry.
Sunday's hockey winners, Winnipeg, Los Angeles, and Colorado. And Oregon becomes the fourth team this season to lead the AP Top 25 college football poll. With sports, I'm Andrew Stewart.
With the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Bill Alexander. Global finance leaders face a major uncertainty as they meet in Washington this week. Who will win the U.S. presidential election and shape the policies of the world's biggest economy? Former President Donald Trump and Vice President Kamala Harris have spoken little about their plans for the International Monetary Fund and the World Bank. U.S. single-family home building surged to a five-month high in September, but permits for future construction rose only marginally amid excess supply of new homes on the market. Americans stepped up their purchases at retailers last